म्युजिक भिडियो बनाउनु पर्छ यार टक्क लाएर गिटार बोके
डाँडा
पारीमा
ऐतिहासिक क्षण बनाइदिएको नि तिनीहरूले हामीले एकचोटि
भन
ड्रमी ल्याइदिने
कसले
राजस्थान
Flap Black Plastic on Mutiny Radio. .fm. Thanks for listening. Come back. You deserve it.
Hmm.
त्यसको उसमा कि छातीमा सुस दिइरहेको
चित्र बनाउनुहुन्छ
ए सिट पढेको छ भने
tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Asiento. Asiento. Take a seat at Asiento on 21st and Bryant.
Swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey everybody, thanks for being tuned in to MutinyRadio.fm. I'm your host of Joke Workshop, Pam Benjamin. Hey, it's a Monday, it's 6 o'clock, it's time to get started. It's Joke Workshop here on MutinyRadio.fm. Yay! Woo! Yay! Ow! What are we...
Yes!
What kinds of crazy things do we do here at Joke Workshop? Comedians do four-minute sets. There's 4 minutes of critique. The show is as good as the people in the audience because nobody wants to hear my comments the whole time. So I'm back here taking notes. I hope you guys all have a pencil and a paper and you're taking notes too because we're all here to help each other. It's community. Help each other with tags, whatever. Hey, if you're up on stage and you do your 4 minutes and people aren't saying stuff, it's your 4 minutes of critique. Lead us. Tell us. Ask us questions. Which punchline do you need help on? What do you want tags on? What are you doing with your life? Et cetera, et cetera. We really are here to help here at Joke Workshop. So with that being said, your first comedian just recently had a killer show. Last week, he has a bunch of killer shows because SRGO Productions. I don't know if it's like Sergo or if it's Sergio. Anyways, it's a great production company and they're doing really, really great stuff. Before I even get to that, tell everybody, please, please, please remember to donate $2 to Mutiny Radio. It's how we keep the doors open. We really appreciate your $2. But your first comedian of the night, what an amazing producer. It really was a stacked, stacked show. And I didn't know that he did drag until that night. And now I understand him so much better. Please put your hands together for your first comedian of the night, everybody. Sergio Novoa.
For the record, Pam, I don't do drag. The fact that it was my birthday and there was a drag show, I thought I'd surprise everyone. And while the show was happening, I was transformed in the back. And I just transformed in the back room. And I just I don't know if you saw, but yes.
I saw it on the internet. You murdered
on the internet.
Okay, I'm going to start your time now.
All right. Hi, you guys. My name is Sergio. Straight men are gentrifying gay culture. Yeah, some of my gayest friends are straight men. They asked me to go to straight bars with them and critique women's outfits. We only work out to impress the other men at the gym. And I can't go to brunch without running into my straight male friends. But there is one difference between us. I don't manscape. Men are constantly coming out to me as straight. I thought only gay people had to come out. First there's Queer Eye. Now they're coming out. What's next? They'll take over gay bars. And I say this because all my straight male friends are always saying, yo, let's go to a straight bar so I can pick up chicks. Bro. That's like a vegan going to a steakhouse for a salad. That's how it starts. Gay bars are the gateway to gay town. They go there for Cindy, but they go home with Sergio. But straight men have the worst pickup lines. Ladies, you think you have it bad? Try being a gay man getting hit on by a straight man in a gay bar. I always get the, bro, if I were gay, I would totally have sex with you. And I'm like, bro, I am gay, and I would totally not have sex with you. I don't do bi-curious. To play with me, you gotta be able to take it like a man. This one guy would not take no for an answer. He kept coming at me this way. He was coming at me this way. He didn't come on me. He just kept coming at me. Now, I love to travel. And if you've never been to Colombia, cancel whatever it is you're doing tomorrow and go. Colombians are some of the friendliest people. My first night there, I was offered Coke and coffee. I don't drink coffee. Yes, I don't drink coffee. Oh, shit, I lost where I was. Oh, also, Colombians don't have cocktails. You basically get a bottle and shot glasses. The hangover is free with purchase. They have this drink called aguardiente, which basically means bitter water. And the next day, I figured out why the expression praying to the porcelain gods finally made sense to me. The perk, though, the next day, my stomach looked amazing. So I do recommend it. Disneyland is not the happiest place on earth. Puerto Vallarta is. If you've not been to Puerto Vallarta, cancel whatever it is you're doing tomorrow and go. Well, it used to be, but Americans have ruined it. I think Mexico should build a wall just to keep us out. We're not sending our best. Now, I went to Tel Aviv to see Madonna in concert. In case you haven't figured it out, I'm gay. If you have not been to Tel Aviv, cancel whatever it is you're doing tomorrow and go. Yeah. Now, if you have a UAE stamp on your passport, oh, you're looking for the horn thing. If you have a UAE passport stamp on your passport like I did, be ready to be poked, probed, and manhandled. Yes. Ladies, it's like riding BART during rush hour. Now, if you've never ridden BART during rush hour, cancel whatever it is you're doing tomorrow and get this taken care of. The El Al TSA agents are very thorough with their screening process. I thought I was at my doctor's for my annual checkup. The only thing that was missing was turn to your left and give me two good coughs. And that's it. That's all I have. And it's when it comes to the car. As you can see, fully memorized.
That was, and you finished perfectly at 4 minutes, Sergio. That was badass.
That was 4 minutes?
That was exactly four.
You know how
did
long
exactly
it took me to write
four
that?
Minutes.
2 hours.
Well, you did exactly 4 minutes, and that was fucking killer.
I welcome any, and I do have some questions in case you guys don't take me there.
Yeah. Go ahead, Marty. Do it.
The recurring cancel your plans line was fun. I definitely keep that. Keep that in there and overuse it, abuse it. Like, but you got to get progressively weirder with it. Like, you did the right thing. Like, you went to BART instead of like staying in a country, but go even weirder.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And maybe wait a little bit and bring it back at some point with something you could like really like ding it up on. The Coke and coffee line, I think you still need a little bit of a layer in between. the bit where you said, like, you know, they offered me Coke and coffee, and you said, well, and then you just said, I don't drink coffee. But it was something a little padding in between there, because it was just kind of abrupt, and I don't think people realize what you're, not everyone necessarily realizes what you're saying.
Okay.
I like the prayer to the porcelain god. It could be fun to expand on that and actually write a prayer.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know.
In Spanish.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be like
that'd
me Virgin de Guadalupe. Blah, 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 blah. Like wow. Something very, yeah.
Damn, that was really great Spanish.
Me Virgin de Guadalupe. Yeah.
You said the bit about seeing Madonna in Tel Aviv, and said, if you haven't figured out I'm gay, but you did a whole bit, your whole first minute and a half was about being gay, pretty much.
Oh, you know, okay, I wasn't supposed to say.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't figured out that,
I would say, and that's the gayest thing I've said so far. You've already talked about men coming on you. Okay. So,
going to
that's
see
all I got.
Okay. Thank you.
That was lovely. Yeah, I loved your coming out as the start, and I felt like you missed a lot of cum jokes. Like, if you're already there, like, you kept saying the word coming, and I was like, I was sort of waiting for the big explosion of cum. I loved your vegan joke about the steakhouse. I thought that was very cute. And not selling our best. Give me more specs. I don't know what that means. I wrote something down that doesn't make any sense. Sorry about that. I was laughing very hard at all your things. This is all new stuff. I enjoyed it.
Cool. I'm cleaning up my act, as you can see.
So in a sense, there was like two acts.
Yes.
That, right. If you told them in reverse order and started with the Tel Aviv and Madonna and cancel your plans, then at the end when you start talking about going to brunch and saying, if you've never gone to brunch, cancel your plans. I'm at a gay bar. So if you've never been to a gay bar, cancel your plans tomorrow. And then you can crowbar that, like you said, abuse it, like put it in there like three more times.
Oh, so reverse the order. Start with the travel.
And then that's when you can break it, in case you haven't noticed I'm gay, and then you can... After the travel stuff.
Yeah, you'll get a laugh on the reveal of you being gay, even though, you know, like, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You want to stick it in the backside of your set if you can.
Always. Easiest way to get there.
Sergio, nice job, man. I thought you touched on an insight that I wanted you to dive into more, which was the fact that, like, a lot of straight dudes, they like to imagine that if they were gay, they would get constant dick and ass.
Yeah.
Right? So
it's totally true, by the way.
Like, totally true. No, so I thought, and that's so false, you know, because I think there's a difference between the quotes, if I were gay, all dudes would want to fuck me, and if I were gay, only the gay guys who would want to fuck me would fuck me. It's a much different number.
Oh, gotcha.
I think there's something interesting there. I didn't write it the right way, but just those two things.
The thing that I had originally is I said straight men think that just because they're men that all gay boys want to fuck them. I'm like, not me. I don't want you to learn how to suck dick on my dick. That's taking it a little bit too far.
Yeah, no. Nope,
because
nope,
I was like, I don't want you to learn to suck dick on me.
No, it's not a training wheel. By the time it's not a training wheel.
And that's where that line came in, where I say, by the time you get to me, you got to take it like a man.
Right.
Nice.
But I like that's that. Good. Okay.
Can work that
cool. Anything else at all?
Oh, I just want to say how jealous I am, because in 2 hours... You produced a high volume of punchlines, a very degree, and that's a nice skill set.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you should see all the shit that didn't get on. You should see all those pages.
One thing that I didn't get, I got to
sign a microphone, friend.
Oh, sorry. Here.
I don't think the cord is that long.
There you go.
I think I get the porcelain, like praying to the porcelain gods, but then I didn't understand like the whole like it made your stomach look great part.
All that throwing up, the next day I had like a perfect six pack. But yeah, okay.
He's clearly has never had an eating disorder. That's cool.
Well, neither have I, for the record.
All the girls got that joke, but that's good. Okay, good.
Yes, we did, honey.
Snap.
I really thoroughly enjoyed the Take It Like a Man as the topper. Right there. I don't know if you're a bottom or a top, but that's a good topper. Like to put at the bottom. But I was a little bi-curious about why you were not into the bi-curious guys. You explained it, but I think that you give like a really good three-part Lister joke in there leading up to, you know, when you get to me, you have to be able to take it like a man.
Oh, so and with that,
right,
and maybe
for some other stuff in between.
Build a little thing in there. Maybe I could do the whole thing. I don't want you to learn to suck dick on mine.
Yeah.
And maybe the training wheel dick, something
training
like that.
Training wheel dick.
Yeah. Okay.
This is not a training wheel dick.
This is a BJ, not a
BMP. I won't be your guinea pig dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clap wildly, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys.
Sir, everybody look up on Instagram, SRGO Productions. He does multiple shows every week. He has really great shows. You should check him out. You should listen to My Limited View here on Tuesdays from noon to 2 on Mutiny Radio. Your next comedian, what a joy he is. He runs F-Bomb Comedy Train, which is coming up on April 26th. Get your tickets now. It is so much fucking fun. It's a train, and you get on, and you drink, and then there's comedians. And he's a great comedian in his own right. He's going to be hosting during the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. Put your hands together for Marty Cunny. It's very plain. Since she a freak,
I'm in love with Mary Jane. Oh, what do we got, guys? I'm not very good with dating apps. I find that women on there are very dishonest. You know, they never really say what they really want. Like, what does every girl say, right? They say they like books, but you show up with your copy of Dianetics, and they get freaked out. They're like, is this another audit? How did you catch me this time? They say they like wine. You show up with your bag of Franzia. They look at you like you're some kind of asshole, you know? You know how long it takes to chill a bag of wine? 45 minutes. I've tried several times. It's an important skill to have. They say, you know, every girl says they like adventure, but you show up in your wizard's robe and they look at you like you're some kind of weirdo. Like, come on, I thought we were going to go kill some orcs. Like, this is a match made in heaven. They say they want chemistry and they get freaked out when you take them to your meth lab, you know? It's just say what you really want, okay? Be specific, because honestly, I could take that all very differently. San Francisco is a very kink-positive city, which I think is great, because I consider myself a kink-positive person as well. Like, it's crazy. Like, I was down at, like, BART the other day. I saw an ad for, like, a kink party. I was like, damn, this is a crazy public place to have, like, an ad for this. But that's still San Francisco, right? And I was kind of drunk, and in my drunkenness, I was just, like, pointed. I was like, hell yeah. And this woman next to me just kind of looked over me, like, shaking her head, like, what is wrong with you? I was like, listen, lady, this is San Francisco. You got to get with the times. And then I looked at the ad again, and it was not an ad for a kink party. It was an ad for a nonprofit supporting the victims of human trafficking. And all I saw was two wrists bound together and just immediately assumed from there. And I had kind of a freak out moment. At first, I was like, no, lady, it's I thought it was for fucking. And she didn't think that was any better. That was really misleading. The ad was really misleading. It was just like two wrists bound together. That could go either way, you know? Like, I can't tell if those are like sexy knots or if like there's DNA under those fingernails, you know? Like, I don't know which way that ad's going. Yeah, I don't know. I had a recent stint with unemployment, which was cool. I tried to keep my mind fresh, read a lot of articles. I read an article, apparently Boston University did a study, and they found that men who ejaculate once or twice or four times a week reduce their risk of prostate cancer by about 30%, which is great. So after this recent stint with unemployment, I'm proud to announce that I've come about this close to curing prostate cancer. That's right. I'm putting in the long, hard, messy research hours so you guys don't have to. I do think I probably masturbate too much. Like, and the way that you can tell, I think, when you masturbate, I think the way that you can tell masturbate too much is the time it takes to go from ejaculating to just going back onto, like, social media. Like, whatever that amount of time is, like, that's there's like some measure there that like approaches zero, like a fucking a parabola curve or whatever. It's almost like listening to like figure out how far away like lightning is, like timing the between the thunder and the lightning. Like, the shorter that gap gets, the more you are an actual degenerate. Speaking of kinks, you know, it feels like I'm like almost obligated as a comedian to talk about ass eating at this point. It's just like everybody talks about it now. It's such like a zeitgeist of ass eating. I don't understand. It's everywhere. I don't have a problem with spit shining the old wagon wheel. That's not the issue. The other thing is it's a twofold issue. Is one, every time I talk to somebody and they mention ass eating and they're like super into it, and then if I go to their house, first thing I look for, a bidet. Guess what? No one ever fucking has one, okay? That is disgusting. Don't talk to me about ass eating if you don't have the proper equipment, okay? Don't ask me to eat it off the floor if you don't want a mop, huh? How about that? Let's think about that. Number two, I don't think it's not a new thing. It's just now it's a thing that everybody talks about. Like, ass eating, you should have always been eating ass. That's not a new thing. But now it's like, I don't want to sound like some kind of analingus hipster. Like, oh, we always used to do it, you know? Ton punch of the old fart box. That's what my dad used to call it, you know? Tossing the salad. That's what they did when they came home from the war. Like, that's, I don't want to be that guy, you know? Last one little bit, guys. Actually, I think I'll just leave it at that. Thanks, guys.
What are you going? Don't say, that's your job, motherfucker.
Marty Cunny, everyone. Espousing the beauties of eating ass. I love it. Let's get back to Roman times.
That was my clean set. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Yay, Marty Cunny. I would make some reference to Roman time when you start talking about eating ass. Like, just throw a little history back to, like, there has been eating ass since, like, the beginning of time, at least written word time or pictograph time. I mean, go back to the, Egyptians. They ate ass too. There's a whole, you know, cave dwellings about it.
Yeah. Well, there's really like people at Pompeii were found like with their face in between each other's ass cheeks.
Yes, they all got
enshrined forever.
If you could act that out, that'd be fun. what would a hieroglyphic look like if someone was eating
that
ass?
Would be.
Oh, it's like an Egyptian hieroglyphic where like one's like this.
Yes. And,
that's a good
idea.
That
would be fun.
I like that. Oh, yeah. Live action. Yeah.
the meth lab thing was good. I just wanted you to get to it quicker. You had a lot of examples before that.
Yeah, I've been trying to toy them out with those examples of which ones. I think I'll probably drop the wine one because that one always gets the least reaction.
It was a little weak. Yeah. A little flat. Wizard costume, I think it could be worded better.
Yeah, I said it weird. I don't know why.
Yeah. And then I think the wrist bound together thing is funny, the human trafficking mixed up with the kink.
Yeah.
Add, I think you forgot to mention the wrists were tied together. Maybe you did that on purpose in the upfront because when you hit the punchline, like, oh, I thought it was human trafficking, everyone was dumped. Like, if
yeah,
it,
but
maybe you meant to do it?
No. It's just like I've been trying to, like, it was a lot of words leading up to it anyways. Yeah. And I'm still, that's a very new one. So I'm still trying to figure out how to say it. So yeah, that's, I do need to mention like the wrists being bound thing. Because, like, that could easily be an ad for the Folsom Street Fair. That is what I thought at first. Like,
that's a funny punchline, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I was the only one who laughed at the line because even though I didn't know about the wrists being tied, I just thought it was so absurd and ridiculous that you're, like, taking us down this road that, oh, yeah, it's a kink ad. And, no, it just turned out to be a human trafficking ad. I'm just like, what the fuck?
And it turns out I'm an idiot.
But I'm a sick fuck, so I don't know.
Yeah.
On the grounds of masturbation, because I think everyone was wondering about it, I think the concept of, like, what do you do right after is really funny, like, exploring, like, how fast do you go back to social media, and you could probably explore more, like, okay, like, normally you go to this, but if you go in, like, in 15 minutes or whatever, then...
Oh, yeah, set up, like, different stages, like, here's where you are in life.
Yeah, or maybe
that's
even...
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
like
and I think you're still trying to find, like, what exactly you are, like, I think you ended up on, like, sick degenerate, but it sounded like there could have been a laugh there, like, once you concluded that thought.
Yeah, that's a very new thought, so that's a good one. I like that. Thank you.
At which social... You don't use Vine. Does Vine still exist? No.
If you can finish in 6 seconds,
yeah.
Hey. There you go, yeah.
I'm really stupid. I'm so sorry. What party was it? Other than a domestic party? No. We said cake party? Cake party? What?
Kink.
Kink. Shit, I couldn't hear the word.
Oh, that I mispronounced? That I not? I kind of mumble it?
Even when you said it, I didn't hear it. Okay, number one. And number two, I thought maybe you cured prostate cancer for the next five lives, or perhaps you cured your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids prostate cancer.
Yeah.
If you're going into it. And
I cured my mom's prostate cancer.
She's a lady.
Perhaps the greatest generation also ate ass, you know, the World War II veterans and et cetera. So anyway, example. Nice set, man.
Thank you.
I was going to say the one thing is when you said kink party, kink positive, you had just gone into like your wizard costume. If maybe your costume was something more like a chainmail type costume, you can play with the kink in the chainmail and have that be something you tag with.
Kink in the chainmail.
Okay. That's a thought.
Kink in the chain.
The whole kink thing, you said something about, I'm not going to eat off the floor unless you have a mop.
Yeah.
Bring the kink back into it. So there seems to be...
Unless, like that's
umbrella.
My thing. I'm not trying to shame anybody.
Yeah. So I think you might be able to play with the kink a little bit more, like spread it out. And then the whole thing about it coming, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, what if you like came enough to solve a few of your generations? So,
yeah.
Cool. That's good. That's fine.
Cool.
I wanted to disagree with whoever said that the meth bit took too long. I feel like your meth jokes are really up to speed.
Hey.
I love you.
Hey.
Of course. No, but I really think that there's a ton of potential with that whole concept of how quickly do you get back to social media?
I haven't really thought that one through. That was just me tossing that out. So if anybody has anything on that.
That's great. I was thinking you could do maybe a Back to the Future comparison and have like a space cum continuum. Talk about like the fuck capacitor. Like you have so many things that you could pull from.
Yeah.
And how you can just go back.
88 strokes a minute or something.
Yeah, like
that. I recently learned that you don't have to Instagram in the moment. You can wait till later. Like you can take the picture in the moment and you can post it later. I learned that.
That's so awesome, maybe Pam. That's I'm something glad you're about, learning.
I don't understand Instagram, but you can take a picture in the moment and post it later or something. I don't understand. Everybody clap wildly for Marty Cunningham.
Thank you.
Wibbity-doo, wibbity-boo. I'm really excited about your next comedian. He is also part of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. He hates millennials, and I agree with him. I know those poor snowflakes, they just melt in the rain. Put your hands together for Matthew Quirk. Go sideways, hella fast, and alive as whip. Ghost
ride the shit. What the I know what you guys are thinking. What chance does this guy have with prostate cancer, right? 0% chance. That's what I got. Anyway, I got to take a little umbrage with the ass-eating thing. It is a new thing, I think, a resurgent thing. I mean, I don't know if you guys realize this, but we went from living in, like, huts to being a civilization when we separated ass from eating. That was how it was a key part in human evolution, actually. Anyway, yeah, I hate you millennials. I got to come up with I'm on the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival hosting the Millennials versus Gen X. So I gotta come up with new millennial shit. Thankfully, you guys are givers, right? I mean, this Jesse Smollett guy. I mean, what the hell? I gotta tell you guys, what a fucking millennial crime. I mean, they caught him through Uber and text. And he had a Subway $5 foot long when he was like discovered by a regular. He was eating a Subway sandwich with the noose still around his neck. I mean, it's like cross promoting or something you guys are doing. And I got to tell you, if I was committing this crime, if I was falsifying this crime, if I was staging this scene, I would have cast myself as the hero. Not the victim. That's peak millennial bullshit, guys. The highest thing you guys attribute yourself to is being a fucking victim. It's like this through the looking glass cuckold moment of your generation, just full wimpage. Anyway, I like to be very newsworthy as well. I don't know if you guys heard, but we're like going to war with Venezuela. Yeah. So they're going to start amassing troops in Colombia. So as a public service announcement, I'm reminding everyone that cocaine is going to get really expensive real soon. And you might want to stock up. You guys know who William Harper is? He's the scientist that Trump has appointed to the climate change committee. And he said that CO2 is misunderstood, much like the Nazis misunderstood the Jews. And I know he was trying for a backhanded compliment, but I don't know if you want to mix up Nazi Jew gases. I think avoid trains while you're at it and forget about how he was wrong. So I don't know if you guys know, I live in a van, and let me van-splain something that just happened to me. I got in an accident, guys. I accidentally backed my house into someone else's, I don't know, summer home or something. I don't know how you people live. And I was also reminded of, I went to visit my family in New Jersey, and I was coming back. TSA, like, pulled me aside. Apparently, I screened for volatile chemicals, like somehow chemicals around me. And they're like, have you been anywhere that has like chemicals? And I'm like, dude, I'm in New Jersey. thought you guys would screen for that. Anyway, they pulled me aside to give me a TSA pat down. And it was these two old crusty guys, and they put their blue gloves on. And when they're going to hit your danger zones, they tell you, I'm just going to put my backhand against you. And I realized that's just a backhand job. That's all that is. And after the whole experience, I got to tell you guys, I wasn't that traumatized. I think I'm ready for gay stuff. I think I'm ready. All right. That's it.
He's ready for gay stuff. In his van down by the river. Boys, sign up now. I love everything you do. Go ahead, Matthew Quirk. I mean, Marty Cunny.
I like your direction, though, that Jesse Smollett thing is good. I like where you're going with that. I just feel like I don't know what it is. You could use more. Like the whole hero bit, like casting themselves as victims is maybe like draw up another comparison there or something like that. I don't know.
Well, I've already heard someone say that this is what happens when you let actors write a scene. But that's not mine, so I can't. Yeah. Like, that's on my thought, but I sort of like heard someone else say it already. So
that's pretty good. Yeah. But yeah, so don't use that one. Yeah. Thanks for letting. Thanks for letting us know.
I have to go a different direction.
Yeah, but you're going the right direction. Like that's your whole shtick is, you know, fuck millennials, and that's like a great one to go with. So keep going with that one. I like it. And then the fucking that line that the fucking guy gave about the Jews and the greenhouse gases is fucking believable, yeah. Which is so funny. I think just be really clear and concise when you explain it, and then just move on to whatever you're doing. But because you just kind of say like, maybe we shouldn't associate these two things, but like, I don't know. I feel like you could have like made that clearer. It's like, so let me explain this to you guys. He's saying that the Jews are like a greenhouse gas or something like that. Like, spell it like, but slowly, and like, just be like, this is so fucking ridiculous. Right. And, this is probably something you won't use, but,
this is gold.
Do you think he was just trying to find another way to blame the Jews for ruining the atmosphere or something like that? Because technically they became a greenhouse gas.
They control the weather now.
Yeah, that's how they controlled the weather. It was all part of the plan. Yeah, something like that. That's probably, yeah.
I really enjoyed your set. Vansplaining gets me every single time. So when you were talking about hosting the Gen X versus Millennials, I really wanted to get some good comparisons there. And I was thinking like, God was one of us versus hashtag God is with us, or like Lindsey Graham versus Instagram, or like some kind of intergenerational thing.
I love your set. Actually, my only ask was, vansplaining is hilarious as a concept. I want to know like five other things you're going to vansplain to me, because just one is good. Like if you have like two or three that you back onto that, like, I feel like you'll get the room roaring.
I've got a few more for the, yeah.
I thought the heroes and not victims bit, it would be really cool if you explored like maybe taking an event that did happen like in the 80s or something like that, where like that was cool to be that guy and not Jesse. I think that'd be cool.
Like Evel Knievel.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He beat a guy with a bat for...
Evel Knievel could probably beat like Gravedigger in a fight.
I was just thinking, like, with the whole subway bit, you could just make that part of the millennial crime thing. Just like, of course you guys would also try to profit over something you tried to create yourself. Or, I don't know, something like that. Like, I don't know.
Product.
I was like, some shit.
This is good feedback. Something.
Thank you. I loved your bit at OMG yesterday, too. It was fun.
Charlie Spink, you're close to the... Charlie Spink is close to the mic. He has puns for you.
This is how Charlie gets his work in.
What a letdown. I didn't have anything funny to say. I was just going to mention, I really like the set. I think as far as the comparisons for who millennials choose to emulate and choosing to be a victim, I think you could use the story of the three little pigs, that nobody wants to be the first two pigs. You're going to be the fucking wolf or the last pig. Just something really relatable. But no, I loved everything you did. I would not make any of it better by throwing my puns at you.
Yeah. Wow.
Clap wildly for Matthew Quirk. Yay, Matthew Quirk. All right. Hey, everybody, thanks for donating $2 because it really does keep the doors open because it's so scary here with the rent. It's so scary. Your next comedian, he's not scary. He's super funny. Put your hands together for Zoha Varani. When the cable calls, a double loss. We lace
cigars. So I know what you guys are thinking when you look at me. Yep, I look like Bron Steinfeld. Have you heard about brunch? It's genius. You charge people $15 for an avocado and a toast. I fucking hate that joke because I hate Seinfeld. Yeah, I mean, at least I don't look like Brown Costanza. My dad does. I also want to make a public service announcement to everyone. Stop, if you meet a comedian, stop asking them this one stupid fucking question. Have you watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? That's like asking a doctor, have you watched Grey's Anatomy? It's so fucking stupid. I hate that question. Okay, apart from that, well, the one thing to know about me is that I'm too nice, which is why I never, like, get mad at people when they ask me that question. I'm so nice that I was on the bus the other day, and I just saw this perfectly young white dude, and I was like, yo, you can have my seat. I'm so nice that if I had a hypothetical girlfriend and a hypothetical best friend, if they slept together, hypothetically, I would apologize to him for cock blocking for so long. I'm so nice that if you drug me and try to take my kidney, I'd wake up in the middle and be like, the other one, it's better. There's a term that I think we used to use, at least in my childhood, we used a lot, and it had a lot of credibility, and it's lost all of its credibility now. That term is Trump card. It might be better if we said something like Putin card now, because that carries a lot more weight. Like, when you put a Trump card down now, it's like, hey guys, I'm the biggest and best card that there ever was in this game that you've ever played of all time, of all games, in this hand of Rummy. We're gonna win the biggest hand ever. And in your mind, you're like, shut the fuck up, Four of Diamonds. Nobody cares. I do think, however, that we should rename Trump card into something else, and I think there's a term that we can all agree would be perfectly acceptable. Beyonce card. Yeah, because if we called it Yonce card, the card would drop and be like, Yonce all up in your ass like, And you'd be like, all right, Ace of Spades, I see you. I see you. I've had a sty for a while. I've had this sty for, quite some time. And it's gross. Styes are like pimples on your eyelid, but they keep coming back, so they're actually more like herpes for your eyelid. And I want to be clear, I don't have herpes. I definitely don't have herpes. My eye has eye herpes. Anyways, so to get rid of your sty, you're supposed to use warm compresses on your eyelid. And then I also read that you're supposed to use tea. So for the last 3 weeks, I've just been teabagging myself over and over again. So being the good Indian boy that I am, I decided to experiment. And so I went with oolong, chai, and Earl Grey. And I can confidently report back that black teabagging is still the best. I'll leave you all on this last thought. I broke up with my girlfriend recently. No, actually, I lied. She broke up with me. But there's that point where you have to send each other back your stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm a nice person. So I put it all in a box and I wrote her a note and it just said, have a nice life. And my roommate looked at me and she was like, yo, that's a passive aggressive way of saying, fuck you. And I was like, damn, you're right. I can do better. I'm better than that. So I rewrote the note and sent it to her. And when she opened it up, it said, fuck you. Have a nice life. Because that's what she deserved. All right, that's it. Thanks, y'all. Something more like I would
do. Now you know. So, Varani, yay. Yeah, fuck that bitch. Yeah. I accidentally say have a nice life to people all the time, and I don't mean it passive aggressively. I'm actually trying to be nice. Like, I'm never going to see you again. Have a nice life. Go ahead. So I didn't have a problem with that. I enjoy you very much, the Brown Seinfeld. Other comments? Yay!
Yeah, Beyonce should be Queen of Diamonds.
Whatever she should be, she should not be a spade.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, unless you want to double down on it and make her the queen of spades.
queen?
Queen of something.
Yeah.
Preferably diamonds.
Yeah. Or like queen of hearts. Yeah, queen of hearts. Okay, exactly. That's diamonds. Better. Thanks.
Queen of our hearts. That's better. Vengeance of spades. That's way better. Why not?
Are you Indian?
I'm Pakistani, actually.
So what's the deal with... The Seinfeld impression should be like, what's the deal with blah, blah, blah food? Like, Indian food, Pakistani food, or...
Oh, okay.
And then just say like, and then just shit all over Indians. You're like, because I'm Pakistani.
Right. Okay.
What's the deal with samosas? Those Punjabi samosas have no meat in them. Fuck those.
Yeah.
Like...
Love it.
Something like that.
Punjabi ones are the ones with the potato and the peas, and then Pakistani ones have like lamb in them because they like meat, which is awesome.
That's spot on. Nice.
Yeah, I love your food, bro.
Culture, baby. That's what we got here at Mutiny in spades. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel thing, that's a good start, but it doesn't, it's more of, that's more of an explanation than it is a joke. That's more of a, you're going to get like a rise out of comics, but they'll be like, yeah, but it's not going to, I don't know how much like, you need to add something onto the end of it. Maybe more, like a more ridiculous comparison. Okay. I don't know exactly what it would be, but like, just think through that one a little bit more. Because right now it's just an explanation.
Okay.
There's not much of a punchline there. It's just like this. You're like, oh, okay, got it.
Okay, cool.
Go back to the food. Fuck their gefilte fish. Where are their samosas?
Okay.
The Jews ain't got no samosa.
No.
We both know when we started talking about comment. Jews, but all right. I'm done.
She's Marvelous as Maisel is a Jew.
She is.
Yeah.
To piggyback on Marty's thing, I wanted like maybe a better example, or I don't know if it's a joke yet after that. I was trying to think of like, oh, do you have friends? You should watch Entourage. Or even a better one I thought was, do you like soup? You should watch Seinfeld, and then somehow try to bring it back to that.
Okay.
Oh. Like
that. Soup Nazis. Oh. Mm.
That it?
All right. Charlie Spink, anything? You've got your special thing up there.
I always have my special thing up here. So I saw everybody else laughed at the Seinfeld intro. I really think it gives a bad message that all comics look alike. But I loved the Trump card bit. Perfectly put together. I would maybe mention that the size of the Trump cards are just physically smaller because they'll make your hands look huge.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
And as far as the eye sty goes, which... I mean, I spy with my little eye, I sty. There's something you could do phonetically with that that would be golden. But you could also mention how it's not herpes, but maybe I got it from eye fucking people. You could just talk about needing to wear protection when you're eye fucking people.
Okay. So, yeah.
I think that'd be a fun little add-on. But great stuff.
Thank you.
Well put together.
Actually, if you think of the Trump card, it should maybe be the Suicide King, because you can also see its tiny, tiny hand. Like, there's cards. There's a king with the sword.
That's deep cut. I'm trying to devalue the Trump card. That's cool. Thanks.
Clap loudly, everybody, for Zohab Varani.
Or a scomas with monsters eating lobster and shark. Come on the go. Always doing shows on the road.
Moving right along. We're doing a great job. Everybody's paying attention. That's what's supposed to happen. Your next comedian, also part of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival, hosting 23 and meh. Put your hands together, everybody, right now for Dan Aguinaga. Down on Market Street, and
they on that. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Pam, for booking me on that. Even though I am 33, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much. True story, guys. I got married 2 weeks ago. Yeah, she's a bit of a slut, or used to be, really. Yeah, and when I say slut, I don't mean it in like the bad, insulting way. I just mean it that, you know, she fucked a bunch of guys in her 20s, which I feel like it's so silly. That's what constitutes what being a slut is these days. And I just never understood that. I feel like that term was created by like some ugly dude who never got laid in his 20s. And it's strange because that's exactly what you should do in your 20s. Just fuck a lot. Fuck as much as you can, safely, of course. That way, in your 30s, you can make a mature, responsible, and educated decision on which dick you want to fuck for the rest of your life. Yeah. Another pro to sleeping with a lot of people in your 20s is you get all the bad sex out of the way, right? Like, people should treat their 20s like it's like the open mics of fucking. You know, do it a lot, fail hard, do it in a sports bar. I don't fucking give a shit. Just do it a lot. Work on your techniques. Find out your likes and dislikes. Work on your stamina. That was a big one for me. Before my 20s, All I needed was Jennifer Love Hewitt's smile to fucking violently come in my JNCOs. Now, now I need a fucking belt around my neck and a finger in my ass just to get a half chub. Yeah, fucking in your 20s is important. I fucked a lot in my 20s. My wife fucked a lot in her 20s. And we're just better for it. A lot of guys, they won't marry a girl who used to live it up in their 20s. And I never understood that because I prefer that. I think, you know, the girl knows what she wants. I take it as a compliment, to be honest with you. Because, like, my wife and I, we did our lists together. We wrote down our lists a couple years ago. And from looking at it, you know, it's a decent number, above average for sure. And from reading some of the names on there, it's quite a diverse portfolio as well. A pretty decent sample size of dick. Like, she's seen every genre, you know? Like, alternative dick, jam band dick, hip-hop dick. That's a popular one, it seems. But, yeah, no, despite all those dicks, she chose my dick. So, suck on that, hip-hop. Dicks are weird. Yeah, dicks are... We could all agree on that in some segue there. Dicks are weird. I once saw my dad's dick. I was 10, and it was big. But in hindsight, I'm not sure if it was big because it was actually big or because I was so small. You know, because back in those days, you know, like when you're young, like everything just looks bigger. Like you're in second grade and the eighth graders looked like they were like 35 and like all were paying off their mortgage, you know? So it's like that, except instead of eighth graders, it's my dad's uncircumcised dong. Amen. Yeah, and not to, you know, like single out people who are uncircumcised, but there's just... I know it's the natural way that God created it, but it just looks so unnatural to me. You know, it's like a tit without a nipple. Just all flesh, just like all shaft. And it, essentially, I think uncircumcised dicks look like someone took a regular dick and decapitated it. Let's end on that one. That's it. All aboard,
all aboard. Let's go. Try not to decapitate your one dick, clap. Bros.
Is this not an open mic? Okay.
Yeah, Dan Aguinaga.
Woo! So when you were talking about making the comparison to the sex being like open mics,
yeah,
you're like, don't complain about only getting 3 minutes. You know that way you get to do more sets in a night that way.
Like, yeah,
I know you want to be a headliner, but you got to work on, you know, your type five. Here.
Yeah, those examples can definitely, like, I had a bunch of other ones, like you could do 4 in a night, or yeah, like. One of them's 3 minutes, who cares, yeah.
I don't know if it means you should keep it, but I definitely can relate when you said you saw your dad's dick when you were like, oh my God, this shit is huge, when you're little.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shit looks huge when you're little.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought about that like a month ago. I was like, damn, I wonder. Anyway, the second part, I think I heard you do this bit like this past week, and you had a part in there like, you know, out of all the ones she chose mine.
Yeah.
I liked that you did have that. Because this is something I kind of wrote about similarly, but I took a different approach, but I liked the way that you did it because it felt like refreshing. To kind of hear that.
Take. I'm glad that she chose mine.
Right, like out of all those, like she chose mine.
Okay.
Well, on that joke too, you just went through a bunch of genres. What genre is your dick? Oh, you're clearly like, you're like indie pop or like synth pop or something like that. She's going to
shoegazer. Yeah. Shoegazer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not Odessa, but you know.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay, yeah, about the genre part, I didn't like the hip-hop one. That didn't really fit with me. You should just say urban and just that. I feel like that's funny.
But is urban a genre of music?
No,
I guess,
but it
is.
Sounds... I mean, I would say trap.
Urban means black.
I had jazz.
Urban means black. Urban means black.
Black in there.
Yeah, but it's such a white term for it.
Yeah, but urban's a nice way to
say
it.
Hip-hop? Hip-hop didn't feel right to me.
Urban is the way that we say, when you go to do a room in South San Francisco, you go to Shug's and you go, it's an urban room.
Right, there's alternative.
Like, that's the, you say, it's, instead of saying, it's a black room, you say urban.
But for music, you do that too? It's urban music?
There's urban contemporary.
Yeah, if you're white,
I should just say like soul music or something like that.
Yeah, reggae, I was thinking. Yeah.
Rap, reggae, jazz, lots of
reggae. R&B. Well, the thing is, white people have just ruined most genres of music. So yeah. You're kind of... Yeah. Yeah, what genre is your dick? And then... That was my other note. And then, most important part of open micing is networking and building up that network, right? And then... meeting a lot of different people and then, you know, thinking they're good at first and then finding out how terrible they are later or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of parallels to be drawn there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just an infinite number of open mic comparisons you can make. Any place that lets you do 20, you're by yourself. You know, bringing up notes, that's really tough.
Yeah, get like
you gotta balance
with
the
it.
Set list on there.
Yeah,
fuck,
yeah, yeah.
Keep fucking. Close yeah. hard. Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
That's fucking really great. Yeah.
And as far as the line for a decapitated dick, I think you could take into account that if you remove the foreskin, it's like taking away the cap. You're like dick capitating. You could find a way to make that a two or three level
layer.
You're
the pun guy, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.